2SER Breakfast. It's Radiothon time here at the station. Feel the vibe, subscribe, give us a call on 9514 9500 or go to the website 2SER.com where you can check out all the wonderful, wonderful prizes. Another prize there, the Dashville Skyline Festival. Two tickets and camping. That takes place in October 2025. Now, Dashville, it's a secluded bushland venue and campground located at Lower Belford in the Hunter Valley. It's also a grassroots cultural enterprise embracing, connecting and inspiring a community through music, arts and events. The Dashville Skyline returns for its 11th chapter of musical awesomeness for the 3rd to the 5th of October. That's the October long weekend. And Magpie from Dashville joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, mate, how you going?
Hey, Danny, how you doing, mate? That awesomeness, that's my word. I use that all the time.
Do you mind if do we owe you royalties if we start incorporating that into our vocabulary?
No. I'm happy for you to embrace that. That's good.
Well, awesomeness is the only way to describe everything you got happening there at Dashville. How did the Dashville thing start? Because it's not just the Dashville skyline. 2SER audiences will be, of course, aware of the Gumball Festival that you have there on the April long weekend, Thrashville as well.
So, I mean, I've been, 21 years or something now we've been chipping away. Like, it's our family property up in just outside of Maitland, up near Singleton Way. And, you know, I guess as you grow up as a kid, you just create opportunities and have a bit of fun partying and all that, and turns into a festival, and here we are.
Yeah. So, it's awesome. It's a long weekend of killer music, sweet camping. It's just a good hang.
Yeah, totally, man. There's lots of bands, about 40 bands this year and three stages, and, you know, people can come away and camp for four nights or three. The festival's sort of main, like, two full days and a Friday night as well. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. You know, it's not trying to be anything bigger than what it needs to be. It's a community, and there's, you know, we've got the Cruel Sea playing, and there's some great American bands, Nikki Lane and Cordovas. Fanny Lumsden. So there's some pretty epic bands on the bill. We've been building a venue for all that time, you know, 20 years. So I guess the money we save on dunnies and things like, you know, all that shower box and that, we pour into the artist bills, you know. So yeah. People are getting a good bang for buck.
Indeed. And another thing that makes it so special, it's a family-friendly camping festival.
Yeah, definitely. I guess that's the thing that we worked out a long time ago, is if you take the kids away, the parents don't really know how to operate. They tend to go a bit sideways. So you got to keep the kids involved and everybody have a good time.
That's it. That's the pathway to awesomeness. Keep the kids there, because there's plenty for them to do, and who knows, you're probably breeding a next generation of awesome musicians, these kids who go there and experience the festival there at Dashville Skyline, and I'm like, as soon as they get home, they're like, enough time from between the long weekend in October and Christmas time to ask for a guitar for Chrissy.
Yeah, and they can also get up and get involved, you know. We do lots of things these days where we, you know, I guess a lot of folk festival traditional sort of stuff where we, you know, blackboards and open mics, and there's poetry on the porch, and there's, you know, there's blind dancing. There's all sorts of ways that people can get involved. You know, there's a big choir. People can get up and sing on stage, and there's lots of musos as well that you know, collaborate and on the spur, you know. It's just one of those things where, you know, if you're into the music, you appreciate songs of the past, and, you know, I guess trying to retain that culture and the history of music and all the good stuff, you know, I guess.
Yeah, and for those who aren't able to afford a guitar, you've got the Spoon Tonic Learn How to Play the Spoons session happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, I'll be front and centre for that one. still trying to get the chords.
But when you get good at the spoons, you never look back, really.
No, you're done. You're good to go.
Really, really wonderful. Thank you so much for your ongoing support of 2SER and our Radiothon, the Dashville Skyline. Two tickets plus camping there at the Dashville Skyline Festival, one of the many prizes that we have on offer. Any other big things happening for you at the moment, Magpie?
Oh, look, you know, I play a bit of music. We just released a song today, so that's pretty cool. Magpie Diaries got a new song out, and we've got a new album coming out in the end of October. So, yeah, it's definitely one of the things that drives me is the music, you know. And I guess on that note, you know, community radio, like 2SER, like, good on you guys for for supporting Australian music. I guess today is one of those bittersweet days where you realise how hard it is for songwriters, you know, to, you know, we've got to sort of tread this Spotify line and shit. You know, it's no good.
No.
Community radio all the way, mate.
That's so exactly right. All right, I'm going to go and download that Magpie Diaries new track from you guys. You're not playing the spoons on it, are you?
Oh, there's a bit of flute.
which is basically a spoon, isn't it? A flute. Magpie, you're the best. Dashville.com.au to find out more about Dashville Skyline and all the many festivals happening there, and 2SER.com to subscribe. Love your work. We will be staying in touch with you to get all the drum for not only the Dashville Skyline Festival, but everything you've got happening. I really appreciate your time here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Cheers, Danny. Thanks, listeners. Good on you.